All right. Well, welcome, welcome, everybody. I'm so happy that we have this time together today. I know that there are always kind of extra questions and places to go deeper. And whenever I can, I'd like to just throw in some extra time, just so we have some extra time together to get any of your questions answered. So this hour is an opportunity for you to come forward really with anything that you need. So if there's something that we've been looking at in the program that you've got some cues on, this is the place to bring it. If you've got something going on with a client and you're not quite sure, you know, there's maybe something funky going on, or you're not moving forward, or you are moving forward, but you still want to brainstorm a little bit, this is a great opportunity. You can bring forward that question. If you've got some questions on curriculum or things going on in a group program, this is an opportunity for that. And it's also an opportunity if you want to pick my brain on anything related to marketing, anything that might be happening in your business, or if you'd like some coaching and support on any inner blocks around any of it. So that being said, let's all take a moment and get centered and settled and really just bring ourselves fully present to our time together today. And wherever you are, I invite you to close your eyes for a moment if you can. And as you close your eyes, or if not, as you just kind of close those kind of metaphorical shades on your eyes, if you're not in a place where you feel comfortable closing your eyelids. Whatever it is, I invite you with the closing of the eyes to really become present to yourself. To become present to your body. You can even take a moment and make sure your feet are planted on the ground and feel that ground beneath your feet. And take these few moments just for you to call all of yourself back home. As you notice your breath, take pleasure in being in your body. And see if you can inhabit more of your body. Take up more space in your neck. Take up more space in your heart center. Maybe today is a day to take up more space in your knees, to live more in your knees, to remember that you have ankles or wrists. Come back to your body. And as you connect with your body in this way, I invite you to connect with your wisdom, the wisdom that's stored in your body at all moments. And from this place, find where in your body you're holding your wisdom center today. No need to overthink it, just sense in. Where is your wisdom residing today? Where is its center? Might be your heart, your belly, your neck, your back, whatever it is, connect into that place. And ask that part of your body, ask your wisdom, what is it that's important for you to receive from our time together today? What's important to receive from our time together today? And then together we'll take a nice deep breath in and exhale everything out with a sigh. So breathing in. And then allowing your eyes to flutter open, bringing yourself fully present to our time together. Okay. So with that, I'm going to open up the floor for Q&A. You can raise your hand in the Zoom. And I want to invite you not to worry too much. You know, sometimes we say like, oh, I'm not going to ask a question because it may not be applicable to the other people. I'm going to invite everybody to activate the law of adaptation. So that means that as you're listening to someone else or my conversation with them, even if they're in a completely different place than you are, ask, what's the gold here for me? What is it that I can receive here for myself? All right. Wendy.
Hi, thank you so much for this opportunity. This is so exciting. So what I'm hoping for is a little bit of wisdom. I'm a new coach. I haven't actually taken on clients in this manner before. So I know there's so much, but if you would have, you know, some thoughts on step one, maybe step one and step two, just, you know, what to work toward to start getting clients and stepping into it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so glad you're asking the question. So what I would recommend is the very first thing to do would be to get clear on who is it that you want to serve. Have you done that work yet? You're clear on ideal client and what it is that you'd like to help them with.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. So you already, that's a big piece. So yay. Tell us briefly, like in two sentences or less, who that is and what it is that you support them with.
So I work with women who are at midlife or beyond. So older women, mature women, and they're probably feeling invisible or undervalued, or they're at a crossroads. And so what I do with them is we work together so that they can certainly be heard, so that they can hear themselves and help them develop their own spaciousness, kind of re-envision where they're at, where they're headed. Sometimes, you know, life transitions, there's a lot that happens there and we're not good at acknowledging that. So, and then I would be incorporating more of that down the line.
Beautiful. And so what's the result that these women want, you know, when they come to you, what's the result that they're looking for?
So I think the result, this is the part where I have a hard time defining a result, but I think that it's just feeling tapped in. Does that make sense? So if I'm, for example, if I'm feeling that way and I'm like, you know, I really don't know what's next in my life. And I feel like I have these old dreams, but maybe I don't know if that's really what's applicable now. And all these things have changed, relationships, children, jobs, careers, no careers, all that stuff. Typically there's changes. So it's time to re-examine. So the result might be you know, just tapping into their inner wisdom, because I think so many people don't know how to do that. So tapping in so they can get that clarity, because they have that. Does that make sense?
Does make sense. And it you've done beautiful work around it. And I'm just going to like straight tell you, I think that you could get even more clear, which is an important part to the piece of bringing on clients on what it is that they want. You know, one of the, a question I want you to think about and maybe even ask some women that are meet your ideal client criteria is like, you know, what is it when they're up in the middle of the night, what is it that they're like, oof, I really wish I had this. My guess is they're not saying to myself, oh, if only I was tapped in, then everything would change, right? I think there's other words or phrases there that probably are, I think you're speaking, it's like you're almost there, but not quite. And I don't know what it is. So the next step I would really say, Wendy, and this step will be a dual purpose for you. I would do a couple of informational interviews, like three or four or five. See if some women who are in, you know, midlife or old, you know, who fit this ideal client profile would be willing to get on the phone with you for 20 or 30 minutes. And I'd ask them a whole bunch of questions. Questions like, you know, if you had a magic wand, you know, this stage in your life, if you had a magic wand, you know, what is it that you would just love? You know, what is it that you are really wanting? You know, now that your kids are out of the house, you know, you are in these years where it's like time to, you know, this is my language, like to really own your power. Things may have shifted. What is it that you, you know, would love to be able to have or do, or what is, you know, what are the things that concern you? Also, I would ask a lot of gap and vision questions. Let them know when you reach out, let them know it's for market research, you know, and that they fit exactly who you know, want to be working with, you know, for XYZ purpose. So the first purpose of that, Wendy, is that it'll give you some more language that I think, speaking of tapping in, will really help you tap in to what it is that your ideal client, in their words, like what they really desire. And then you can use that language. And the second purpose is that as you talk with these women about what it is that they really desire and what it is that they really don't want anymore, they're going to get curious about how you might be able to help them. And you can see at the end of those conversations, see person by person, you may say like, this has been such a great conversation. You thank them, obviously. But if you have that intuitive sense, Wendy, you can say like, is this work something you'd be interested in doing? Like, you know, would it make sense for us to take a look at how I could support you in all of this? Right. So that's the secondary purpose, if it makes sense and feels aligned and all of that. But the first purpose would be to get more language. Once you have the language, then the next step after that is to make a list of all of the people that you know that you could reach out to, who either would be an ideal client or who may have connections to an ideal client, and to craft an outreach letter to them to see if they'd hop on the phone with you. If you go to the bonus section in Sacred Depths, there's a lot of materials for everybody there and business materials. There's one that's called, I always forget what it's called, but it's called something like how to fill your events and your practice. And I it's a number of hours, but I go through step by step, and there's templates there on how to put those outreach letters together. So that would be the next step.
Great. Thank you so much. I've looked at the other thing, but not that one in the bonus material. So, but I will. That is so helpful.
I'm so glad.
So much.
You're so welcome. I'm so excited. I'm excited to see what comes from it. Yay. Rose.
Yes, thank you for this today and for your centering at the beginning. That was lovely. I have a question I'd like to ask about the energetics of marketing. And the other day on our call, I mentioned that just the energetics of coaching, I have really, really noticed the difference in tightening up my coaching containers. And I've upgraded my onboarding process, and the structure has allowed me to listen more deeply and to have greater clarity and awareness. So yay. And confidence, all of that has improved. So what I really notice is that when I leave my one-on-one coaching business, I always say, if I could just have clients and not worry about the business of coaching, everything would be fine. But when I leave that container and then go and out there in the world of social media and showing up and having a message, so there's that bigger container of marketing, and then there's like a relationship. I just hired a VA recently, and I'm finding, oh my gosh, I think this, we need to establish some energetics here, because there are some challenges in terms of her really understanding what I need and her thinking she knows and not being clear. So it's like I lose that confidence, or that not just confidence, but energetic balance, energy flow, as I go out into the marketing arena.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes. So 100%, you're not the only one. It's really normal. What is it that you want to receive around this?
Wow. I want to receive, I guess in asking that question at the beginning of our centering, where this was to extend my inner wisdom that I have from my one-on-one coaching, extend that out into my marketing and be that same person.
Yeah. Yeah.
It seems so obvious, but not always.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. I love that you even have that awareness. Yeah. So who is that person that is in your coaching sessions?
Well, I trust myself, and I truly trust, maybe this is it, I trust my client. I do see them.
It tells when you said that, yeah. So, and why is that not translating outside of that container?
That was my aha the minute you asked that. It's like, I don't trust out there.
Yeah.
Yes, I don't.
Yeah. What is it that you don't trust, or
great question. Well, that I look for ways to, you know, it's a safety issue. So I think, you know, one-on-one, I have my clients, I'm safe. My Facebook group, small enough, they're women I attracted, I feel safe. You know, there's levels of this sort of visibility, safety issue.
Yeah. So what is it that you would like to believe about those people, the people that are going to receive your marketing, right? What is it that you would like to believe about them?
Well, the ones that I resonate with, that I can trust, that are my, that want, that resonate with my energy and with me, and vice versa, that they're there and I can trust them. And I think it's everyone else that I must worry about. I don't even consciously worry about this. You realize it's just an energetic block that I have. Yeah.
Okay, but this is important, because you're making a really important distinction here, right? Because it's true. Like, I wish I could tell you, you can trust everyone out there. I mean, you know, just so you know, from my own personal experience, I mean, hate mail, all the things, you know? So I can't say that's not going to happen, but I heard you make such a beautiful distinction right there, which is that the people that are meant to work with you, the people that resonate with you, that you can give yourself permission to trust them.
That's what I have not done. I've been self-editing and sort of trying to imagine, which, you know, then I'm leaving my own power, going to theirs. I get that. So if I really am speaking to those who I'm meant to speak to, yeah, I leave all the rest. Wow.
Yeah. So what's important to remember and believe about yourself when it comes to everybody else?
Well, that I get to decide. I get to choose. I get to know I can determine my own, how to stay safe, how to be safe.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. How does all of this land for you? What's important here?
I guess what just popped up was this new relationship with this VA and how that's a sort of a part of the continuum. You know, there's people out there and she's closer in, and I'm still struggling with this issue of trust and safety, because I feel like I don't believe I've created a strong energetic container with her.
So if you were to trust her, what would you be doing differently right now with her?
Well, I would be trusting that I know what I need and that it's important for me to share with her what my criteria is, what my messaging is, and not just she thinks she's channeling me and she's not. She's not channeling me.
Beautiful. Okay, so I love this, because what you've created for yourself here, you can tell me if you agree with, I see like what you've created for yourself here, Rose, is a perfect place to practice and stretch and lean, because it's not hundreds and millions of people out there. It's one person that you've drawn in, right, to practice everything that we've been talking with here. And I think you just shared your next steps in this practice and the stretching of the muscle. I want to invite you to write down what your criteria is, you know, all of those things that she thinks she's channeling, for you to get clear on that, and then to set up a meeting with her where you can really go through it step by step.
Okay. And own my power, trust myself, claim, you know, it's like when it comes to technology and social media, you know, I act like I'm completely helpless and not discerning. I lose my power. And so bringing the same discernment that I do to a one-on-one coaching session to this relationship.
100%. I would say that. And then the other piece is when you do go to market, to remember this conversation, right? That you don't need to trust everybody out there, that you can protect yourself from them.
Right.
But how can you allow yourself to trust those that resonate with you?
When you gave us the assignment for reflecting hard truths and out in social media, it was like, oh, so there's a perfect example of, you know, showing up more authentically with some risk and pushing that and trusting myself. So, okay. Thank you.
Let us know how it goes with the VA and then from there.
I will. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Merk and Jenny.
Hi. That was great. I related to a lot of things Rose said, so thank you. We have a question about wrapping up with a client that's leaving sooner than expected. And in retrospect, we've only worked with her for a month.
I just want to interrupt you for a second. Can you talk a little bit more into your microphone? Because you're not popping up on my screen.
Okay. Is that better?
Yes.
Okay. So we have a question around the best way to wrap up with a client who's leaving sooner than expected. This is only our second month with her. We have two more sessions. And I see in retrospect that we could have done a better job setting a better container than we did. In various ways, but I wanted you to kind of add the issue was.
So what happened was, you know, we do a lot of the purpose work and we used to do more messaging, and she came to us as a private client, someone we knew from some group work we had done before, and she really wanted to do some messaging work. And we thought, oh, this is a great client, you know, and we maybe sort of overgave. We had this loose container, which after learning from you the last few weeks, we're looking back and going, we should have had a tighter container, but it seemed right at the time. And So all of a sudden she wanted to do this deeper work. And she's like, I want to have a session where we do the purpose work. And you know, we call it the BOP work, right? And so we had this great session with her where we went really deep and we went over. Out of the blue, we heard from her later that, okay, that was really good. And I think I have what I need now and I'm gonna go hire a copywriter. What's come to me is that I don't need the messaging work anymore. And you know, so we know it's like a combination of maybe some things that come up when people go that deep. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, she's the kind of like go-getter kind of person. You know, we sort of have to support her in doing what she wants to do. But anyway, so we have two more sessions this month and that's it. And yeah. Like, okay, so how do we seal this up now?
And she has mm-hmm. said, you know, I may want to continue, I just don't know yet. So we maybe want to leave the door open for that, but at the same time want to seal it up, you know, too.
Yeah. So tell me, this is, you know, we can kind of play with this, but this is kind of what I'm thinking just based on what you're sharing. You can almost like think of that you're in, you said you've already been together for 1 month and you have another month. Mm-hmm. So you can almost think of this as like a mid-month, a mid-program checkpoint, right? And I would almost go into the next session and start with, okay, so when you started a month ago, you were here and here and here, mm-hmm. and where are you now, right? And you can let her answer that. And also you can add to what you see both on the inner and outer of where she's progressed to in the month. Mm-hmm. And then say, okay, now we've got, you know, at least a month left. We know for sure you may or may not continue from where you are now, from this place, this new inner place and this new outer place. Where is it that you'd like to be in a month from now? What's most important? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you can allow, let her answer that, let her lead. But if there are also places that you see, like, you know, you didn't say the word resistance, but, you know, but just based on kind of what you're saying, like my guess is some big things came up and, or, you know, you may not even put it as resistance, but like to say like this amazing thing came up and what we know from, you know, after it comes up is that you can tend without realizing it to pull back, you know, so you may want to say like, to continue to go deeper and strengthen this piece that came up or that piece, right? But almost spend the first like 10 minutes of the session establishing with her where she's been since you started and then where she wants to go. And then you can lay out the rest of that session and the next. You have a little bit of a map there. Mm-hmm. How does something like that feel?
That feels great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that way she has agency, but you're also holding the space and offering what you see as well. Mm-hmm. And this is, you know, it just so happens that what she says she wants, like, you know, it may be like, yes, two sessions is what you need to get there. But from what you know to be true, what she says she wants, over, you know, to where she wants to be in a month, you may, from your very like in integrity expert place, say, we can get here on that goal, we can get here in the next two sessions. If you want that goal completed, it really would take six or whatever it is, right? So that you're already sort of creating more of a roadmap. So she understands, it will help if there's still work for you to do together now, it may help reveal that, I guess is what I'm saying.
Yeah. That's really, really helpful. Yeah. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And I think one thing we realized too, through this experience, in addition to the container stuff, is we know that when we're specifically doing the deep meaning work to kind of know that, we call it BOP backlash is coming, this deep resistance. And we do kind of prepare people for that. But sometimes we forget when we're working with entrepreneurs who are just more go-getters.
Yeah.
It still comes up.
It will happen.
We forget. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Awesome. You're welcome. Yeah. I'd love to hear what, you know, comes through all that, like where you go with it.
Thanks.
Naomi.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
It's So I feel like so much of what's been asked already has resonated with what my question was. So I just want to take a breath. Visibility has been something that's been ailing me as well. And I have a friend who put me up to a challenge of doing 9 days of Facebook Live posts. And I'm on day 7. Literally it's just I don't have like my coaching, I don't have a coaching healing network. My work has been in social justice through theater for 16 years. So this transition period feels really, brings up a lot of fear and emotion. And I'm trying to, I feel like I'm birthing and I'm pregnant, you know, with this change and feeling like, I guess the question is, I want to give myself, I'm struggling with giving myself the space to have permission to be in this transition period and not need all the answers right away and just trust like these baby steps will lead to the growth that I need to create this next vision of myself. So I don't know if it's a question so much as like reaching out for support.
I've got a question. I'll ask it in a moment. But first, I just want to say that it's amazing that you can be like so aware of all of these pieces as you're moving through. And you have such wisdom inside of you. You know, I mean, you know, right? You know, you just said that it's not about knowing all of the answers right now. It's about being, I would call it being in the mystery, right? So, but you said you wanted permission to be in this place. And my question for you is, from who or what part of yourself do you need permission?
I think it's the part of myself that has valued my social justice work and has, like, as an activist, like, rallied around it for all these years. And it's the, you know, it's the piece of wanting to take my spiritual practices as my main offerings to the next level, and the healing work and the transformational coaching, which really guiding through self-love is. Yeah, and I discovered last night, like, that's modeling for social justice is starting within. I think it's
why would your social justice self not give you permission to be in this space?
I think she's attached to action. And this, the hibernate, the winter, like really taking the winter, you know, is like, it feels so hard to.
Of course, because with social justice, it's like, now, right? Now. Yeah. So what is it that you want your social justice self to know about all of this?
If I'm quiet right now, it doesn't mean that I don't care.
You take a moment and I can tell you're feeling that. Just feel it even more, right? Because your social justice self needs to know that you care. If you're quiet right now, it doesn't mean that you don't care. It's because you do care. Yeah. Where are you feeling that inside of you?
That's my heart chakra, my throat. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like this part of me that I want to express. That felt like I couldn't express it through the way I positioned my company. You know, so I'm finding like I have this like resistance to even putting things out through my company right now. I'm kind of more just putting things out just through my own channel because that's feeling more aligned. Yeah, so it's this middle place, this and it's scary. It feels scary to be in this unknown zone. Yeah.
What are you taking from this that's important for you?
I am supported. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel supportive to just be heard in this place. So thank you all. Thank you, Joanna, for creating the space.
Yeah, you're welcome. And if it's helpful as a practice, I would even say maybe write to your social justice self every now and again, every couple of days, reassure it that you're still doing the work, but you're doing it in a little bit of a different way right now. It feels like there's an opportunity here for the next evolution of your social justice self as well.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Rachel.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. It's so nice to be here, and it's been really inspiring listening to everyone else so far. All right, so I have a question around equalizing the playing field with my clients. Particularly, I had one client today that I thought I would talk about. So I work with artists and creative people, and most of them tend to be in transition or starting out, but this one today, more and more I've been getting more successful artists, and the one today I have is really successful. And today we had our session and it went really well, I think. Like, he's made a breakthrough. Like, we were both like, oh my God, this is so amazing with your work. And then afterwards I sent him an email, and then I sent the email and I was like, I feel so stupid. Like, why did I send him that? Like, it's not intellectual enough. Like, it's not smart enough. Like, these are just silly thoughts. And then I was just kind of beating myself up for the situation. Yeah.
What was the email? What did you send him?
It was just like a follow-up on our conversation. So I sent the call recording, and there was a text that we'd been discussing, and there was like a few resources related to the text, like that he'd shared, and I then sent some through like some philosophical conversation points, basically.
Yeah.
And then I just felt really stupid afterwards. It was so weird.
Yeah, to just lean in there a little bit more. What was that about? What did you feel stupid about? What's moving through you there?
I don't know, I guess I thought maybe he would think it wasn't useful, maybe, or it wasn't like on a high enough level for the conversation that we were having. Mm-hmm. And then maybe I might lose him as a client. And I like working with this client. He's one of my favorite clients.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, so you sent him, I didn't see the details, but it sounds to me like a perfectly appropriate follow-up.
I hope so.
Well, you don't know, but to me, it sounds like there was nothing inappropriate in there. And then all of a sudden there's this feeling of it wasn't good enough. It wasn't at a high enough level, I think you said, and now I'm gonna lose him as a client.
Yeah. I was probably also more enthusiastic than usual as well. I don't know.
Say that again.
I was a bit more enthusiastic than usual and probably responded a bit quicker than I usually would.
Uh-huh.
Okay, maybe I...
Why is that important here?
I don't know. Maybe I'm worried that if I get too enthusiastic, then I'll rush too much and then make a mistake. I don't know. This makes no real sense.
That's okay. It, it's somewhere inside of you. It makes sense, right? There's something here. So you got too enthusiastic and.
Yeah, maybe. And then it felt like maybe too friendly rather than like a coach. Like I should be a proper coach and just be at a distance rather than like, oh my God, this is so exciting. This idea is so amazing. Here are some resources.
Okay. Okay, so I want to just reflect what I'm hearing. Let me know if I'm hearing, I may not be, so let me know. What it sounds to me, what happened, Rachel, is that you had this amazing session. And, you know, as practitioners, when we have a great session with a client, like we're human beings too, we receive from that. We receive from that energy. We, you know, we get excited. We may become more open. You know, when we see that we're co-creating growth with somebody else, and it sounds like that's what happened. You got excited, you got enthusiastic, you maybe let some more of your armor vulnerabilities down than you usually do, open yourself up maybe a little bit more, sent an email right away. And now it's like, oh my God, I was too open. You know, like, like I was too loosey-goosey. I was too open. It was too, you know, and now they're going to run away because of that. You know, it wasn't maybe good. Right. So, I mean, I don't know, but is there something in there that lands for you? Cause that's what it feels a little bit to me.
Yeah, maybe actually. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's, there's, I think a couple of cool pieces, cool pieces. The cool piece is that what I see is that growth is happening here, like a little bit of a stretch. You're allowing yourself to maybe be a little bit more vulnerable than you usually are. Ooh. And maybe it's not exactly, but almost like Brene Brown talks about vulnerability hangovers. Like, you know, we sometimes when we're a little bit vulnerable in a good way, afterwards we're like, oh my God, everybody hates us and I need to hide. And that was terrible. And
yep.
It's part of the process that happens to me all the time, you know, when I make myself vulnerable in a new way and stretch myself. Or I think what's great is that you're so aware of it, and it doesn't have to be something that's like, ugh, I did something wrong. It could just be like, ooh, I put myself out there.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like a schoolgirl. I'm like, oh, I don't know if he's gonna write back. I sent him this info. Like, what if he doesn't like it? Yeah, that's true. Okay.
So considering all of this, what's a belief for you to lean into around yourself and your energetics?
I'm not sure. I still feel nervous about it. Like, I guess maybe it's okay to be enthusiastic. That sounds so silly to say.
But it's not silly if it has meaning. Up until now, why has it not been okay to be enthusiastic?
I don't know. I mean, I'm actually always enthusiastic as a coach, but I don't know. This is a different kind of enthusiasm.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Why has this enthusiasm not been okay?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think I've always been a bit scared because, like, with my coaching methodology, the creativity coaching, we're kind of taught not to be too judgmental of their creative work, like either positive or negative. But like his new work is like, phew, like so amazing. It's like impossible not to be enthusiastic. So I don't know, I think I maybe need to reflect on what I want to do there. Somebody presents something to you that is like, oh my God, this is so amazing.
Yeah, so it sounds like a couple of pieces here for you to work with. Number one, it sounds like you kind of broke an old model by getting really positive about the artist's work and getting really, you know, enthusiastic about it in that way. So yeah, there may be some questions here for you to think about around, like, is it time for, what are the parts of the model that still work for you? And what are the parts of the model that it's time to shift a little bit?
Yeah.
And as a piece of that, it feels like there is a belief in here of like, it's okay, and maybe even more than okay, to be really enthusiastic about an artist's work. And yeah, I'm not saying that's the truth yet for you forever, but I'd love for you to journal on that and just see what wants to come through there, because it feels like there may be some new paradigms here that you're
starting. That's a good idea.
How does all of that feel?
That sounds really good. Yeah, that's a really good idea. Go away and think about, what is my actual approach here? Awesome. Thanks.
You're welcome. Thank you. Yvonne.
Hello, that works. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Cool. I wanted to just talk about the old age nugget of pricing. I seem to be going lower and lower.
Oh.
The more experience I have, my pricing gets less and less. So I'm finding it really difficult to know, like I worked with a load of clients last year, and a lot of it was pro bono because it was for COVID. And I went back and made an offer to some of them, and really to the clients that I knew were most able, that I thought would be able to at least kind of listen to me about it. And I offered a beta program to them, and I offered a 50% discount, and they all said no. And I was like, I'm giving it away. And I'm like thinking, well, maybe people will, you know, what can I charge? Can I charge £40 an hour? You know, maybe I should charge £25 an hour. It's kind of getting lower and lower before I feel like, and I just want clients. I just want to work. It's like, you know, it's this ridiculous thing. I'm earning less than I earned, you know, 10 years ago. And it's, I really want to look at what's going on there for me. And I also feel like I don't know what's realistic anymore, because I think there's the coaching industry out there, which just kind of talks about mega bucks. And it's like, the reality with my clients is it's not like that.
Yeah.
But having said that, I also know, while some of the clients are, you know, money is a big issue, and that's one of the things that I'm coaching them on. Equally, when they earn very well. So they have a respect for money as well. So I'd like to explore that, because I'm getting lost in the weeds.
Yeah. The people that said no to the 50% off, did they say no because of finances?
One was because she's just had a baby. Fair enough. She wasn't in the right place. And three said no for money at that point. So, yeah.
They didn't have the money?
Yes, yeah. They'd love to do it, but not right now.
Yeah.
But not right now is like when, for because I work with actors, you know, it's kind of like, yeah, you know,
so,
it's difficult. It is a difficult industry. I appreciate.
I get that.
Right.
So okay, I'm going to kind of share. First, I'm just going to share from my experience and what I've seen for me and for a lot of people. And you, let me know if this resonates for you. Sometimes, every now and again, especially it sounds like your rates are reasonable. Every now and again, it is true that someone literally cannot afford it, right? So that does happen sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't want to be totally one of those, you know, gurus that say they can always afford it no matter what.
No.
That's not true.
So
people cannot afford. But that being said, what I have seen is that more often than not, I can't afford it right now usually means I don't see that the result that I'm going to get
yep.
is worth the money that I have to give.
Okay.
Or I don't believe that I will get the result, and therefore it's not worth the money that I have to give.
Okay.
Does that resonate
for yes, you? Yes, I think so. And I think it's also, it is a difficult area because I cannot promise to them that they're going to get employed. I right. can't make that no, promise
no,
to them.
Of course not. No, that would, right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
But I can change their energetics about the way they see themselves within the industry. So,
yeah. And what else?
And show up.
How they show up.
And how they show up. And to understand that they can drive their ship more instead of being a passive employee, which is how a lot of actors kind of play the game. They kind of like, just wait to be cast. And it's actually, they need to take direction of their own career. So,
feel that you're doing a really good job in articulating that in your outreach?
I think I'm hesitant. I know 97% of them are unemployed at any given time. So I probably that holds me back because I'm frightened to. I don't want to promise them something that I can't offer them. I used to be able to offer actors a job like that's what I used to do, but I'm not in that position now. But so I know. So I guess I don't want to make that bold statement because that would be untrue.
Well, definitely don't make any statements that you can't write. Don't say like you will do this work and you'll get work yeah. like that. That but. I'm guessing that because of that fear, you're actually like pulling back on really sharing the other benefits that yes. you can stand by. Yeah. And then what's happening is you're doing the outreach and they're like, well, this sounds good, but it's not really worth, right?
Yes.
So, for some people, it's just going to be that in general. But what I would really encourage you to do, Avon, is to really embody the value that you know, teaching them how to steer their own ship, teaching them how to, I forget all the things that you said, but to really stand in the value of that, not just for their careers, you know, even if it doesn't translate right away, but to know that will translate, and that, but also for themselves,
yes.
like, right?
And that's often where they have the biggest shift, in fact.
And the more that you can articulate that in your marketing when you speak to prospects, I think the more conversions you're going to get.
Okay.
Does that feel... True.
Yes, I think so. And I think it is, I think that I am holding that fear of, I don't want to promise something that I can't, I don't know if I can deliver that. I'm pretty sure I can deliver something powerful.
Don't promise work, but speak to the value of the things that you can.
Yeah.
And how it can contribute to them finding work.
Yeah.
And stand confidently in that.
Yes. Yes.
I know we didn't talk about rates because I think the rates will then follow from there. I don't think it's about the rates. I think it's how you're showing up and sharing the work. How does all of that feel?
Yeah. I think I need to really look at that, that piece.
And if you want to share any, you know, language or copy on that, you know, thoughts in the Facebook group, happy to take a look.
Oh, that would be fantastic. That would be really helpful because it is hard to articulate it because it is sometimes slightly nefarious.
I know.
World. Thank you. That would be really helpful.
You're welcome.
I'm going to have to jump off, but that's really useful. Thank you.
You're welcome. Natalie.
Hi. So what's been coming up recently in my coaching, my buddying, as well as actually, interestingly, in my relationships, my new romantic relationship as well, is like realizing how much this kind of notion of people pleasing. So the need to be liked, it's such a ingrained thing in me, and like how I'm being perceived, that it just hinders me so much in every aspect of my life. It stops me showing up. It stops me, you know, really speaking my truth. And then when I do, I kind of like doubt myself and kind of go into questioning myself. And I know that you've spoken about this before, this kind of like need to be liked, and that you've had experiences like that before. And I just wondered, you know, what would you suggest when it comes to like really kind of just getting over that, basically?
If I could tell you the 3-step method to get over that.
Right.
But let me ask you some questions so that you have some areas to explore. Okay. So the part of you that's scared of that others aren't going to like you, what is it scared is going to happen if others don't like you? What's like the conclusion? They don't like me, and then...
That somehow I'll be, I guess it makes, if they don't like me, it kind of reinforces this feeling that I'm wrong or not good or not enough. Maybe that I'm going to be alone, like isolated. I guess there's lots of things around that.
Yeah. So, you know. Yeah, so if they, whoever the they is, don't like me, then it'll prove once and for all that I'm not good enough.
Yeah.
I'm gonna end up alone.
Yeah.
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 So let's take this a step further. I'm willing to bet a bunch of money that the part of you that believes that is not adult, Natalie, that you learned that a long time ago in one way or another.
Yeah.
How old is the part of you that believes if they don't like me, it means I'm gonna be good enough and I'm gonna be all alone?
I mean, I would randomly just guess an age. I don't know like specifically, but okay. I think it'd be around like, you know, primary school age at school. So I went to like an all girls school, and it was quite, it was a bit bitchy at times, and, you know, like lots of bullying going on. And
so primary age, like 8, 10, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
What is it that adult Natalie knows about people not liking her that 8-year-old Natalie didn't know?
Could you say that again?
Yeah. What is it that adult Natalie knows about people not liking her that little 8-year-old Natalie didn't know?
That I'm safe no matter what. I know that conceptually. I don't always believe that though.
Yeah, that's because in those moments, 8-year-old Natalie is running the show, not adult Natalie.
Yeah.
So my suggestion for you is to get more of a dialogue going between adult Natalie and 8-year-old Natalie.
Okay.
And let her know why she's safe, even if people don't like her. Let her know that it's okay, right? So I my invitation is for you to write a letter to her.
Mm. Tell
her all the things that she doesn't know.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Probably not gonna get you over the hump completely, but it's open those neural pathways, create that relationship. And it may be that like every day you need to have a little talk with her, right? And that's the difference between the breakthrough, right? Like we had a little bit of a breakthrough here right now. That's a difference between the breakthrough and the transformation, right? is the reinforcement, the integration, the persistence, and the consistence to get to that place. So that would be my invitation for you. How does that feel?
Yeah, that feels amazing. And I was just gonna like ask, is also like in the moment, you know, in the moment that comes up, you know, and you're aware that it comes up in that moment, is, I guess, a mantra like I'm safe no matter what. I mean, that's something I guess that I can just keep on,
you know, even if people don't,
repeating. Yeah,
even if they don't like me, I'm safe. Or you can even close your eyes and see your 8-year-old self. You know, I'm really coaching here right now. It's like 6
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, like, right? Like you can see the girl, close your eyes and see her and tell her, like, I got this.
That's amazing. Like, love that.
Right. And that will get you to the next place. And you may need to do it again the next day and the next, right? But that's
right.
Okay. You'll build the muscle.
I love that. Thank you so much, Joanna. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, you're so welcome. Good. Let us know how it goes.
Yeah.
And Maya, this will be the last question that I take. I know we're at time.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Question from the rookie. I thought, I'm listening to all these wonderful questions and people sharing, thank you. And something that's going through my mind is, at the same time, I'm kind of chomping at the bit and I would love to work with somebody, but the other very cautious me is going, I am not ready. I won't be ready for a long time. I need to at least wait till November to even start doing anything about it. Any thoughts?
Well, there's a both and here. So because you're completely new, I actually do want you to get through, we're in the middle of creating awareness now. I want you to get through a breakthrough questioning, strategizing, and visioning modules. And our systems module, which comes right after that, so that you can set up contracts and what you need. I actually do want you to get those foundations for practice with your partner. And if you want extra practice, see if there are other people in the program that want some extra practice sessions. But because you're new, I think having, and I mean, you have a lot of those innate skills already just because of who you are and your experience, but I think it's important to get those first. I think that's going to take us through this, not the summer. No, I have my timing off, through the spring, at least into June. Then let's check in, but I think you'll be ready.
Thank you. Thank you. That's actually very helpful because
I'm just consulting on this, but I do want you to get through those pieces first.
No, that's excellent.
And I think you'll feel more confident too.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right, everyone. I'm sending you all a lot of love. I hope this was helpful. If you want more of these, let me know. I just, it's my privilege to spend time with all of you. So sending you love and have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye.